Good evening. This is the Prime Evening News for today, Monday, May 22nd, 2017. I'm your presenter, Linda Martin. In the headlines, Raheem Laurent of Tyre Spritz was charged with the attempted murder of Jared Sebastian. Marijuana conversation continues in CARICOM, a national consultation being held in Antigua and Barbuda. An ex-national security advisor defies Senate Russia inquiry. The news is brought to you compliments Quartz Dominica Limited. The details of these and more stories coming up.
It's the Quartz Home Event. Shop today and complete your kitchen, your dining room, and your entertainment room. Shop using Ready Finance. It's easy, affordable, and flexible credit. Plus, you pay nothing down on purchases 24 months and over. So come in today and get great deals to complete your home at the Quartz Home Event. Quartz, bringing value home.
Welcome back. Investigations have commenced into the cause of a fire which left a wooden building in the city of Roseau completely destroyed. The incident occurred on Saturday at approximately 1:28 p.m. PRO of the Fire and Ambulance Services, Wayne Later, filed this report.
Approximately 1:28 p.m. on Saturday, 20th May 2017, the Roseau Fire Station responded to a fire in the city. The fire existed in an abandoned dwelling house located on Kennedy Avenue next to the Arawak House of Culture. The building in question was a wooden building measuring approximately 18 feet by 24 feet. It was totally destroyed. The blaze was contained by fire officers, preventing the spread to nearby buildings. No other buildings were damaged and no injuries were reported. Investigations into the cause of fire and information reader owner of the property are still ongoing. The fire services continue to ask persons to be vigilant in the continued protection of their property against the occurrence and effects of fires by practicing proper fire prevention practices and to be mindful of the risk associated with the outbreak of fires. We have that.
Billy, and that was PRO of the Fire and Ambulance Services, Wayne Later. Billy Doctorow and other executive members of the new Dominica Olympic Committee were sworn in during a ceremony at the Fort Young Hotel over the weekend. Doctorow pledged to continue working for the development of the sports and athletics. He said, "I am humbled and honored to be given the task to lead this organization, and with the help of my executive, I pledge to do my very best." He expressed surprise at what he saw during a visit to the DOC office, and while spending time with the staff, saying, "I spent a few hours with the staff to get a first-hand idea as to what was going on in the DOC, and revelations are shocking." He added that the executive is ready for the job and called on all members to remain focused and committed to the task at hand. Meantime, Sports Minister Justina Charles, in congratulating the new executive, said her government remains committed in the development of sports and athletes. She said, "No matter what you do, it is very important that you work with the central government. My government remains committed to the personal development of the athletes." She praised the former executive for work done by them and called on the present executive to remain focused on the development of the athletes. She added, "The athletes come first. You must ensure that they get the necessary training and any scholarships that are available." 240 young men and women are expected to graduate from the Youth Development Division Skills Training Program on Wednesday, May 24th at the division's 44th graduation ceremony.
We have graduation, which is coming up May, which is going to be at the Arawak House of Culture. This is where we're going to graduate over 200 young persons who have completed our various modules and our various training programs over the year. Our last graduation was in May last year, so we have trained over 200 young persons over this period, and they are going to be graduating on that day.
This year, the division provided training in 9 skill types, specifically computer literacy, computer maintenance, landscaping, fish pot making, boat making, hairstyling, woodwork, construction, and sewing. According to a release, these programs continue to focus on specific skills to meet job market demands, as well as encourage self-employment. Addresses are expected to be delivered by government officials, as well as the parliamentary representative for Roseau Central. One individual of Tarishpit has been charged with the attempted murder of Jared Sebastian of Collyhole. According to police PRO Bellum John Baptist, Sebastian, age 18, sustained multiple wounds to his head and hands on Saturday, May 13th, during an incident in Gutter. Since then, police have concluded their investigations and Raheem Laurent of Tarishpit was charged today, Monday.
On the 13th of May 2017, at Gutter Village, 18-year-old Jared Sebastian of Collyhole sustained multiple injuries to his head and both hands. He was transported to the Princess Margaret Hospital, where he received medical attention. The police have carried out and concluded investigations. As a result, Raheem Laurent, male adult of Tarishpit, was on Monday, 22nd of May 2017, charged with attempted murder. Laurent was taken before the magistrate's court in Roseau today, Monday, 22nd of May 2017.
And that was Police PRO Sergeant Bellum John Baptist. The Forestry, Wildlife and National Parks Division joins the rest of the world today in observing International Day for Biodiversity under the theme Biodiversity and Sustainable Tourism. Dominica touts itself as the nature island of the Caribbean and boasts of a rich biodiversity and distinguishes itself as a variety of flora, as having a variety of flora and fauna species coexisting together in an environment. According to a release, the Dominica government ratified a number of international conventions relating to environmental conservation and protection. Presently, approximately 20% of Dominica's land is demarcated as protected lands, thereby facilitating the sustainable management of Dominica's unique array of species. As the 16th edition of the Caribbean Endemic Bird Festival comes to a conclusion, the division notes the significance of the role of migratory birds in Dominica. Bird watching or birding has played a critical role in community participation in conservation while bringing in much needed economic activities. The division encourages community participation by way of planting trees that provide food and shelter for various birds and other animals, showing respect to provisions of bird conservation related to legislation, their habitat, and offspring. The U.S. Embassy in Barbados and the Eastern Caribbean has advised U.S. citizens in Dominica that there is an ongoing demonstration in the Salisbury area about 21 kilometers south of the Ross University campus. U.S. citizens are advised to avoid the Salisbury area and to remain indoors during the protests. U.S. citizens should be aware that there may be other demonstrations in other parts of the island. U.S. citizens should avoid areas of demonstration and exercise caution if in the vicinity of any large gatherings, protests, or demonstrations. Even demonstrations intended to be peaceful can turn confrontational and escalate to violence. Health Minister Dr. Kenneth Daru says he makes no apologies for the government public support program, commonly referred to as the Red Clinic. "We make no apologies for the Red Clinic," he said, as he addressed the Roseau North Town Hall meeting last week. He told persons who have benefited under this program that they have nothing to be ashamed of.
"To say that we make no apologies for the Red Clinic, and as a medical doctor, I can tell you, even before I entered politics, that this facility within the offices of the Prime Minister would have assisted a number of our citizens who otherwise would have had no other ways to travel to receive this much-needed assistance. So, Mr. Prime Minister, when you talk about the Red Clinic and talk about begging, you have nothing to be ashamed of. You, the people receiving the assistance from your government, because we are a democratic government, meaning of the people, by the people, and also for the people. And you have to benefit. You have to benefit from the country's success and from the country's resources. So, we make no regrets for assisting you, and you in turn should have no shame or make no apologies, no explanation to anybody when your government reaches out to assist you. Tell them I said so.
The Red Clinic program has come under much criticism from opposition parties. In the region, the formal regional conversation on marijuana in the Caribbean community continues today, Monday, May 22, 2017, with a national consultation in Antigua and Barbuda. The Regional Marijuana Commission is today hosting three focus group discussions and a town hall meeting. The discussions were engaging the youth, faith-based organizations and non-governmental organizations and special interest groups. The town hall meeting from 6 p.m. is open to the public and will be broadcast live in Antigua and Barbuda on radio and TV and streamed live on the ABS and CARICOM Facebook pages. The commission, headed by Professor Rosemary Bell Antoine of Trinidad and Tobago, is composed of practitioners with expert knowledge in a variety of disciplines including medicine and allied health, health research, law enforcement, ethics, education, anthropology, sociology, and culture. The consultation in Antigua and Barbuda is one in a series of region-wide engagements being undertaken by the commission. And President Donald Trump's fired national security advisor is refusing to hand over files to a Senate panel probing alleged Russian political meddling. According to U.S. media, Michael Flynn will invoke his constitutional right against self-incrimination. The Senate Intelligence Committee is investigating possible links between the Trump campaign and Kremlin. Mr. Flynn stood down in February after it emerged he lied about his contacts with the Russian ambassador. The Senate committee issued a subpoena, a legal summons, 2 weeks ago to obtain his documents. And that's the prime evening news, but first, a recap of our headlines. Raheem Laurent of Tarish Pit charged with the attempted murder of Jared Sebastian. Marijuana conversation continues in CARICOM. And ex-national security advisor defies the Senate Russia inquiry. The news is brought to you through the very kind compliments of Courts Dominica Limited. Remember, if you missed any of our newscasts, log onto our website at www.q95da.com to view the stories, or click on the podcast icon to listen to the various packages. Also, for any breaking story or latest development, send us your iReports via text or WhatsApp message to 615-1426 or 276-2147. On behalf of the entire Q95 News team, I've been your presenter, Linda Barton.